Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa was born Agnes Boyakshu in Macedonia in 1910. When she was 12 years old, she decided to become a nun and give her life to God. She had to learn English to become a nun, so she went to Ireland to study English when she was 18. A year later, she went to Calcutta, India. She became a nun and changed her name to Sister Teresa. At first, Sister Teresa taught girls at a high school in a slum. On her way to the school, she saw many poor people. Seeing them made her very sad. One day, she decided to help the poor people. She quit her job teaching girls and moved to the slum alone. Sister Teresa began teaching children there. She had no desks, chairs, or blackboards to use. She had to write letters and numbers on the ground. Sister Teresa also took care of the sick and hungry people in the slum. She didn't have enough money to buy food for them, so she went from door to door to get food. One day, one of Sister Teresa's old students visited the slum. The girl wanted to help the poor people, too. Sister Teresa said, "This work is not easy. You must live for others." The girl helped Sister Teresa, and they were later joined by many others. Sister Teresa opened a home for poor people who were dying. After that, she made a home for children who had no family. Because she loved everyone like a mother, people called her Mother Teresa. She once found a man dying all alone. Mother Teresa took him to the home, and she and her friends took care of him. The man asked, "Why are you helping me?" "Because I love you," Mother Teresa answered. In 1979, Mother Teresa received the Nobel Peace Prize. In her speech, Mother Teresa said, "Love begins at home. Smile at each other. Help each other. Then more and more love will grow." On September 5, 1997, Mother Teresa died at age 87. But her work helping others did not die with her. Today, around 4,700 sisters in 132 countries continue to help poor and sick people. Teresa's work of love goes on. "Our work may look big, but it is only a drop in the ocean," Mother Teresa once said. "But if we stop this work, the ocean will have one drop less."